Oh, here. No, listen.
Oh, I heard,
I heard a very special sound that, I mean, I think, I hope indicates that, you know, recording has begun in earnest.
I think it has.
But recording of what?
Yeah. In progress, I guess. Oh, no. You mean what show?
Yeah. I mean, what are we recording here?
Oh, well, listen, Michael, nothing could bring me more pleasure. We are recording the most recent jam-packed ass-tickling episode.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of tickling.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing Call of Duty last night, and I
I haven't played the new one. Is tickling like a common occurrence?
No, hold on. You gotta wait. I was playing with two people, and their names were PP Tickler and TT Licker. And I was like, are they husband and wife? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I mean, however it goes, it seems like they've got a mutually beneficial scenario.
They figured it out. I don't know. I just thought it was very funny. PP Tickler, because the letters like PP, and then the letters TT.
Yeah, you know, and this is the best part. It's just like, and all of their powerful. I mean, they spend millions of dollars a year trying to make sure that somebody can't name themselves PP Tickler,
right?
And they've been defeated.
They've been defeated by these Call of Duty folks.
Exactly. We're talking about a common pee-pee tickler.
Yeah.
So give me an idea. TT Licker.
TT Licker and pee-pee tickler. It gave me an idea for a stream, like a Call of Duty stream, where once it comes out, I'll stream. And we'll have like a King of the Hill type best handle. Because there's always amazing handles in Call of Duty.
Well, I mean, that was half of the fucking game.
Yeah,
is getting in there and then just seeing. And then the best part is, like, you know, we know better than to let these people talk to us.
Oh, I mute them immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if we did, I know for a fact that I don't think PP Tickler is going to be coming in there with some, you know, erudition. You know, like, I don't think I have a lot to learn.
I'm not missing a lot
from PP Tickler unless it's about, unless they've got some kind of technique.
Well, I mean, we know that they have techniques. I mean, they're advertising it to everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I mean, I don't know, like, what level these techniques are at. You know what I mean? That's true. I don't know if it's like A+. Anyway, this is Penny for Your Thoughts. This is PP for Your Thoughts.
PP for Your Thoughts, everybody, where we take a look back at Penny Arcade history.
PPFYTT for Your Thoughts.
And through your direction, you tell us what comics. We go back, we dig them out of the archive, we dust them off.
No, we disinter comics best left in the past.
True, yeah. And we push open that heavy lid.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Like dust erupts. There's a fetid aroma in the air.
It's so fetid, dude,
you know it's fetid, bro.
It's boba fetid.
It stays fetid.
Anyway, we've got a list of comics to look at. Should we look at them?
Well, I mean, we certainly could. It would not be off brand. Now, Gilesi. Oh, no, it looked like it was Gilese, but it's actually Gliese 581C. But I thought, I don't know, I may have to just change it. If you could please change your handle to Gilese.
Gilese.
It would be a lot of fun for me. The strip that they have requested is called The Ides of Harsh.
Now, I've pulled this up here, and I, much like Gandalf, have no memory of this place.
Gandalf?
I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. Or why?
Oh, no, I know exactly what this is.
Okay.
It's
all you. You have to read
it. Well, yeah. I mean, so obviously Infinity Ward, you know, they made Titanfall and, you know, they did that Star Wars shit. And, right. And then they were, Infinity Ward is the ones that broke out and became Respawn.
Yeah.
That's like Vince Zampella and them. And, you know, that was the situation.
They went on to do Titanfall, didn't they?
Absolutely. And all kinds of stuff. Apex Legends. Now it looks sort of like Vince is taking the reins of Battlefield, which, I mean, someone should.
Yeah.
But no, the main draw is that it started to get really nasty. It started to like really get down into it. And it looked like it felt personal.
Oh, it got petty.
At a certain point. Right. Yeah. Here, so I'll go ahead and read this just as my comic iteration has. I'm reading Activision's counter suit against the Infinity Ward guys. I think I'm learning a little bit more than I wanted to. Whereas Infinity Ward kept just doing shit and doing shit and doing shit until we were like, whatever. And whereas Infinity Ward once ate an entire jar of peanut butter because they got super high, but then they said they didn't do it, even though they totally did. And whereas Infinity Ward did willingly and without remorse puff and subsequently refrain from passing, doing irreparable harm to the rotation.
Oh, geez.
Whereas Infinity Ward informed us that it was totally cool if we talked to Sarah and that they weren't a thing. But then when we, and that's, I mean, that's basically how it went. It was, yeah. I describe it as very Mari. Using Mari Povich as an adjective, I guess.
Yeah, it's personal drama aired to the public that we don't need to know about.
Yeah, it got nasty, basically. And the funny thing is, it's like, and I would love to go and read about this. Oh, yeah. One of the complaints from Activision says there was a secret trip by private jet to Northern California arranged by their Hollywood agent to meet with the most senior executives of Activision's closest competitor.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like, they're not, you don't own their bodies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you can't just like, they can talk to someone else and try to get a better job if they want.
Well, apparently not.
Well, yeah.
I thought some legal troubles.
Yeah, exactly. Except everything went their way and they had their own new company. And now they've been given the Star Wars license. And, you know,
it's interesting because you mentioned Battlefield and the new Call of Duty. They were testing this a couple times, a mode called Ground War. And it's just Battlefield.
But is it Battlefield?
But it's good.
It feels good.
Yeah, but with good shooting and cool vehicles and a huge map. And the way they do it is it's like it's 40v40, but 20 people on each team are bots.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we know what this is, right? I mean, this is what we loved about Titanfall. Remember, you could farm bots.
Absolutely.
But that was part, you had pilots and then you had these grunts.
Yeah, and it's cool in Call of Duty to feel... I mean, they don't count towards the score streak, which I totally get because they're pretty dumb right now.
Of course,
but you can still stay out there and get some kills and feel like you're doing something more than a lot of times in COD.
Well, it's pretty aspirational.
Yeah.
I mean, I suspect that it merges. You keep putting up clips on the Twitter that are like greatest hits compilations, man. Like, have you discovered, did you draw an MP5 from a stone or something? Like
this new version, I don't know. I feel like they've just got it dialed in. They're getting a shit ton of hate because they got rid of if you shoot, you know, if you shot, you would appear on a minimap in the old Call of Duty games.
Of course, yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore. So you really have to hear the gunshot and you can see like a kill, like, you know, you can still see a skull come up like there was a death in this area. Okay. But you don't get a red dot on your minimap saying there's a person here, and that's driving people crazy, and I don't mind it at all. I feel like it's pretty cool.
I see. So yeah, I mean, that's sort of like a Halo thing, I guess, the mini map being a big part of the experience. I mean, with this, I mean, and then, you know, you're getting score streaks or UAVs or whatever. I mean, that's typically when I start looking over there is when I have the device. I mean, individual people aren't magic.
No,
they probably can't divine where a person is just because they heard a sound or over there, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, there people are pissed because, you know, they are, but I love it. I think their new movement system is great. Like mantling feels awesome. The game is super fast.
Oh yeah. I mean, you and I didn't really play too much of it, but I used to play a lot of Warzone with Kiko.
Oh yeah.
And it's pretty fun. Like,
yeah.
And my guess is that's it's just a new version of that. I mean, we know they can put 100 people on a map.
Yeah. I mean, my thing about, you know, when I play Fortnite or when I play Warzone, I just playing to lose like that. For me, it's so much tension and so much buildup, and I'm probably going to lose. And I just have to start all over again. Like, I would much rather have a couple rapid moments of like kill, 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 die. But then I'm right back in. Now I'm still respawn. I can still help.
It's just, it's the same loop. It's just tighter.
Yeah.
right? You live and then die and then live again.
And live again.
But also the other thing is I think that the game modes and like what you're doing and how you're interacting is more interesting.
Yes.
In Call of Duty. Like I haven't been in that mix for a long time. There's lots of games that I can play, but for me, Kill Confirmed, in the same way that like back in the day, like call it like CTF was shooters.
Was Quake or yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like for me, Kill Confirmed is like the apotheosis of the form.
Yeah.
It's I don't want anything else. I love the idea, like even though it's the regular one, it's like you shoot somebody and then it's like a score. That can be cool. But the idea that every time a person goes down, you have to commit.
Yeah, get those tags.
Well, and those tags are on the minimap.
Yeah.
Right. So it's essentially creating terrain and areas of interest, but it's in this super dynamic way. So, and for me, I mean, I haven't played regular Call of Duty type stuff in a minute. If I look at my history, like my game history right here, there's not a lot of traditional shooters in there at all, actually.
I saw that you played Gundam Evolution, Gundam Overwatch.
Well, I installed it just in case you ever wanted to get down. And I also wanted to see sort of like what the game was looking like these days. Definitely seems smoother than it did.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think free-to-play definitely breaks some stuff. Like, it just adds a weird element to the games. Yeah, I enjoy playing it, and I'll definitely keep playing it. But it's one of those games, it's like Apex Legends, where you get like an unlock, you unlock your box or your prize or whatever it is.
Oh, I've seen, I saw a Barbados, and he dropped a big, like a Camtano.
Yeah, but it'll be like a different color for your gun, like a slight like gray.
Oh yeah.
Here's a blue, like they've broken it down into a million dumb things you can get that I don't care about.
Well, I saw that even in the beta because they gave you a bunch of things to open. I assume to train you to open things.
Yeah.
Because that's the business model.
Yeah.
And it kept giving me the dumbest shit.
Yeah, it's the dumbest shit.
It would give me like even a skin. Like the one thing that Overwatch understood well was that if you give somebody a skin, some of those skins are out of fucking control.
Yeah, and even their color shifts are incredibly thoughtful.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot of, but these, like some of these color options are just like, I don't, why did you do that?
Why do I want that? Brown?
Yeah. I don't think that's not an aspirational robot. Yeah. I don't want to pilot that robot anymore.
They're so iconic generally already that a lot of times when I see an off, like a weird skin, I'm just like, well, that just looks dumb.
No, a Zaku has to look a specific way. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Well, because this is the thing. It's like it's livery, but it's military livery.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't actually change it. In any meaningful way and have it retain its identity.
They're dropping these like Tron-inspired skins now where they're black with like neon edging on everything. It's like, I don't know.
That's unfortunately, that's not Gundam.
Yeah.
But one hates to, you know, play the conservative fuddy-duddy, you know, in this context. But the Barbados looks a certain way.
Yeah.
It's got the blue and the yellow and the red and the white.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't...
It doesn't read right to me.
Exactly right. Yeah, the only shooter I have on my list here is Metal Hellsinger, which Dave and I devoured.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, but that's not a competitive shooter. I don't have any competitive shooters on here at all.
Well, we should play this new COD. The beta ended today, but I think it comes out in November.
Man, maybe it's time for me to finally get I wonder if I can find a PS5 without too much rigmarole.
Oh, honestly, I'll play that. You have an Xbox, don't you?
Yeah. But I also have a PC.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll play that wherever.
Okay. Well, listen, if you like it enough to join me where I am, this must be pretty fucking good. That's not a mic move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good.
Hell yeah. I played the PlayStation beta all weekend. And then this weekend I played the Xbox beta all weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. I maxed out the level each time.
Holy shit.
And then you're just getting zero XP after each round.
That's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
should we look at another comic?
I was just going to say, why not? Why don't we just investigate another of these comical strips? Which one would you like to do?
I'll pick. I'm going to pick The Verge, suggested by Hui.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, obviously, thanks to Hui. for this great product. Let me click on this. The name does not ring a bell.
I remember this comic now.
Yeah, right. So just take
I'll
it
start.
Away.
I'll start. Yeah. I want you to read the description of China Melville's new book and tell me how far you get before you want to punch him in the face.
Deal. Okay. All right, there it is. I want to punch him as soon as he says moldy warp. Where did you get to?
I didn't. I already wanted to punch him from a previous book.
This is a great game here, actually. Yeah,
it is true. I don't. What does moldy warp mean? I don't remember what this book was.
I don't fucking know, man. The thing about it is, so this is the thing. So people are always recommending this person's books to me.
Yeah,
and I'm trying not to be insulted by it because you know when I
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, man. It's like, what must you think of me that this is the food I would feed my mind.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I know they mean it as a compliment.
They do, because they think that you're like him.
Yeah. But two things. One, they think that I'm like him, and two, that being like him is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Neither one of these things is true in the final assessment.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say? I think that he is.
I'll say this. You know what? I'll say this.
He is you untethered.
By you?
By anything. By family, by reality, variety, by a job.
The dictionary.
By a friend, by the English language. I think that he's just floating away.
Oh, yeah, and this is the thing. I don't mind if he does that. I just don't want him to do it by me.
Yeah, I don't want to have to see it.
Yeah, I feel like it's like if he wanted to like tug on it.
Yeah.
Right. Except for whatever reason, it doesn't work for him unless he involves someone else in his depravity.
Well, he is the product of just unrepentant positive self-talk.
You think?
Yeah, I think that's what it looks like when you are drinking your own Kool-Aid. You don't use a word like moldy warp unless you're feeling yourself.
Unless you're feeling groovy?
You know, like, unless you like you put moldy warp out there?
Yeah, you're daring people.
Yeah,
to challenge it at that point.
I don't know. I don't hear about him anymore. Is he still writing books?
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
Like he kind of like fell off.
Well, no, he's just out there. It's just that we've protected ourselves from his predations.
Well, it used to be that you would like hear about new China Melville books. Like even in the circles that I roam, I would hear about it. And I haven't heard about a new book.
Yeah, you know, the last book I see in here is actually from 2016, and that was a children's book co-written and illustrated by Zach Smith.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here we go. Wait a second. Yeah, but that's like, holy shit. Yeah, but Zach Smith is like persona non grata, though.
Is that cheese?
No. Yes, it's an age. It's an aged cheddar.
It's like a cheesed man?
No. No. You're not grading him. That's the difference.
Oh.
He had done that in 2016. Maybe Zach Sabbath wasn't a demon, or at least not publicly recognized as a demon. But certainly Zach Sabbath these days has essentially been launched, like bodily hurled from polite society in the role-playing game community. So I mean, who knows? But so we do have a non-fiction book, A Specter Haunting on the Communist Manifesto. No, dude, this is what he's doing now.
Uh-huh.
He is writing scholarly books about communism.
Yep, I can see that.
Well, see, and that was already there.
Yeah.
And whenever he would start talking, I would be like, I need less.
Less of that, please.
I need, what is this sound? Whatever it is, if you're responsible for it. I need you to do less or just do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like, it's perfectly fine if that's your, it's perfectly fine if that's your kink.
The but it's definitely
the Communist Manifesto. Well, yeah, exactly. It is totally fine. It's just that the issue is that, generally speaking, the people who are really, really into it, it's very difficult to talk to them about it in any way that isn't you being talked at by them.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel when I read his books.
Yes.
Even when they're not about this, they're about this. And he is very, very much.
Well, it's like that.
It's very in your face.
It's like that old joke. How do you know if there's a vegetarian in the room? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean it's in that continuum. And certainly I spent time eating plants. But the hardest part about being a vegetarian when we were living together was because your mom is actually like an amazing cook.
Oh, I would bring home food.
No, dude, the thing that actually eventually broke me was that Greek steak.
Yeah. Those are good. It's good leftovers.
It's exquisite. It's exquisite. But no, generally speaking, I sort of feel like he was talking at me, and this was always coming up. And so the idea that he's essentially set the writing of fiction aside to do these like that.
Yeesh.
That is not what I want from an artist.
No.
I'd much rather they tell me about these things inside of a context. Although I say that now, but I definitely didn't want him.
You didn't like his books either. Yeah.
No, I don't want it from him. I think it's entirely possible to investigate those concepts though. And I think that there's some concepts like that in The Expanse, which I thought were really, really interesting.
Sure. Yeah.
I think it's absolutely worth messing around with. I just don't anytime somebody says that they've got like a magic lever and we can throw this lever and that's the solution for all stuff.
No, I don't believe in any of that.
I don't believe that. And I not only do I not believe it, I deeply question anyone who is offering me that switch.
Totally.
And that's just
that's
just how I am, I guess.
What book you should read.
Yeah.
Do you like Stephen King books? I don't know.
You know, Stephen King, there's a lot of different Stephen Kings. Like that's what I think is interesting about him. Sometimes it's like really interesting sci-fi stuff. Sometimes it's like bizarre excursions. My favorite Stephen King stuff is the weirdest stuff, like the Dark Tower.
Ah, see, I like his really grounded, but then injected with fantasy stuff or science fiction stuff, like the Under the Dome.
Yeah, I know you love that. But you
do Stand.
You like a sci-fi.
I do. His latest book is called Fairy Tale, though, and it is like his take on a fantasy, like a fairy tale, like a fantasy novel. Ooh. And it is good. It's a real good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm about to get on a plane and fly for a million years.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe this is a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, it's called Fairy Tale, and you're really gonna like it. That's now, I wasn't just talking to you either. That's for the whole listening audience.
Did you ever read a two book series by Gene Wolfe called Wizard Knight?
No, I like Gene Wolfe though.
Do you?
Yeah, isn't that the Black Company?
No.
Oh,
dude, I was so excited.
Sorry, who's Gene Wolfe then? Yeah. I might not like him. I probably don't.
I mean, this is why I was so excited.
Oh, wait, it's not the dragon guy, is it?
No, that's Stephen Brust.
Oh, okay.
No, he is sometimes called the father of...
Butts?
Of literary science fiction.
Oh.
Book of the New Sun is probably my favorite books of all time. It's a four-volume quadrillennium.
Oh.
And no, it's very, very cool. All of his books are very, very different. But anyway, The Wizard and the Knight are very, really good if you want. If you want to read a book.
Okay. Yeah, I'm finishing this Stephen King book, and I'm also reading, I'm listening on tape while I paint minis to Flight of the Eisenstein.
Oh.
Which is right, the book after Galaxy on Fire.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so you're just like burning through the heresy.
The whole heresy. I love it.
Man, Well, it is really, really good. Hey, did you see my models?
I did, yeah, and they're named. That's impressive.
Ooh.
Yeah, they look good, man, except for the dabbing guy. I don't know why he's made like a dabbing. Dancing dude.
He's not dabbing. He is.
He's I'll very show you clearly a different dabbing.
Angle. No, he is telling. That's the lieutenant. He is telling people where to go.
Well, no, is he telling them to go up in the sky to Funky Town? Because if he's telling his space marines where to go, he should be pointing horizontally. If it's pointed up at 45 degrees, it's a dab, especially with the head down.
Well, and the other arm doesn't help. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you that the other arm in the traditional dab configuration.
Yeah,
he's trying to inspire his men, and maybe he's that leader who's like, I need to find some way to relate to these guys.
I'm not saying it looks bad.
Yeah,
but I would snap that arm off and re-glue it. In a heartbeat.
All right. Well, anyway, you know, I just want you to be proud of me.
I am. Those look amazing. I actually, you know what? I looked at him and I was like, God, he's come so far. Like,
yeah,
I could see how hard it must have been for you. Is that a compliment?
Well, that's a great place to end this episode and maybe our relationship. Thanks, everyone, for having supported the
website was
previously known as Penny Arcade. And I have to go. I hear my mom, and she says that a real friend just came over to the house.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So, yeah, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.